Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The sounds of a Gunditjmara smoking ceremony, just one sign of a culture that is still strong and thriving in the face of colonisation. Their stories are now being heard as part of Victoria's Truth-Telling Commission at the site where the state's colonisation started, near Portland in southwestern Victoria at the Tayrak Aquaculture Centre. Commissioner Travis Lovett opened the historic hearings.
As a proud Kerepmara Gunditjmara man and as a commissioner of the Yurluk Justice Commission, it is a great honour to stand here on country or meeting for the historic opening of the land justice hearings, land injustice. Justice hasn't been done yet.
The Yurluk Justice Commission will listen to testimonies of injustices against Victoria's First Nations people in a first-of-its-kind truth-telling inquiry. The ceremonial hearing in Tayrak begins 3 weeks of evidence into issues relating to land, skies and waters.
First people's land, water and resources were illegally and forcibly taken. We were denied access and the ability to practice our culture and speak our language. Our ancestors were slaughtered in massacres.
The loss of land and resources and the impact of that on First Nations peoples to this day forms a key part of the Yurluk inquiry. Elders took commissioners to nearby Kertesh, showing them ancient eel traps and a smoking tree where Gunditjmara people cured eels. This area of Victoria is particularly significant for the Commission's evidence as the nearby town of Portland was the first permanent European settlement in the state. Commissioners were also shown the site of the Convincing Ground Massacre, Victoria's first recorded massacre site.
It is there that European whalers used their guns to fend off the Kilgara Gunditj people from accessing their own resources, which they had done for thousands of years prior.
These Yurluk hearings are the first formal truth-telling process of its type in Australia, charged with investigating both historical and ongoing injustices committed against Indigenous Victorians. Auntie Donna Wright, a member of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria, says the commission holds massive significance for her people and her family in particular.
We are the modern-day warriors now taking over that legacy, especially here as we bore the brunt of colonisation. To talk about the injustices inflicted on generations of our children. My mother was stolen from the mission where she grew up with her parents. She didn't get to grow up in a loving home. She was taken. So to be here today, to be here at the Yurluk hearings is very important for our family, especially my mother.
She says for a long time Australia has glorified its colonial history and processes like these hearings will ensure Australians have a true and honest understanding of their history.
And in this part of our country there's a glorification of the colonisers who stole our land, the massacres, the murders, the frontier violence, violence against our women, but our children as well. And it did not stop us. We're still here and we're still fighting.
This won't be the only on-country hearing for the Yurluk Inquiry. The state's water minister will give evidence to the inquiry in Robin Vale on the Murray River, and Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen is set to give evidence in Wurundjeri country on land that was previously part of the Corranderk Aboriginal Mission. This will mark the first time the Premier will appear as a witness at a commission. I'm Sam Dover for SBS News, and this story was produced in collaboration with Cameron Gooley for NITV News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.